What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland, coming at you this week solo, normally joined by my cohort and pal Anthony Emin. He'll be back next week, but we're going to bring you all of the great Canadian music charting across the nation this week from Earshot. If you're not familiar with Earshot, it is the national campus and community radio port published every week at earshot-online.com. Go head over to that website and you'll find the entire national top 50, from which we're going to play the top 20 albums, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, all kinds of brand new fine content over there. You can learn about Oh Susanna and Sloan and all kinds of great stuff. And you can also, as I mentioned, see charts from the 30 plus stations submitting, including many fine stations which air this program, including CFUV in Victoria, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and many, many more. So go check that out. We are airing the program out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH. And you can also find our charts on earshot-online.com. The program airs live in St. John on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time and is broadcast across the nation thanks to 20 plus fine partners who air the program in their own slots. So go and check it out. Check out their schedules of the community radio station in your community to find where you can check out the program. You can also find it available for free download on radioforall.net and also available to subscribe on iTunes. Just go to the podcasting service, search for Earshot 20, and it will come to you like magic every single week. As mentioned, if you're tuning into the program for the first time or you just want a bit of a rundown, we are going to bring you the top 20 albums as determined by fine community radio stations across Canada this week and their plays. And we're going to bring you from number 20 to number one over the next 2 hours. We're also going to hear from our friend Stephen Carlick, senior editor at Exclaim. He's going to bring us some music news and also some fine music he's listening to this week. So all that and much, much more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. All kinds of great stuff coming at you. You're here at number 20, starting us off this week, down from number 9. It's the new record from Aphex Twin called Syro, and you're going to hear a track called Circlon 14 Shrimoning Mix. And you're also going to hear at number 19, from number 24, Legato Vipers with LV. They're back into the program with a track called Gangly Dancer. And you're also going to hear from Strike the Band, a new track from Amelia Curran, at number 18, from number 41, that's debut last week in that spot. It's the record They Promised You Mercy. That's a new one to the program. We're going to have three new records in the program this week, as well as a return, all kinds of movements throughout the charts. We lose Alt-J this week to number 24, down from number 15, and The Wilderness of Manitoba from number 19, down from number 30. All right, here is Aphex Twin right here on the Earshot 20. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Far you've come. Sing. serpent abandons a stream. Come what may, you are beautiful, baby. Shed a tear, keep a river at bay. Oh, play the marching drum, strike the band and run. They don't know just how far you've come. Sing the balladeers, stories wild and fierce. Every frame is everything you're themselves. They sing to themselves. Ring the bells of fortune as the final curtain falls, and wait for the applause. Wait for the applause.
That was Amelia Curran at number 18, up from number 41. Its debut in that spot last week on Six Shooter. It's her new record called They Promised You Mercy, and you heard a track called Strike the Band. We also heard Gangly Dancer by Legato Vipers at number 19, up from number 24. Their new record's called LV. And kicking us off at number 20, down from number 9, it's the new one from Aphex Twin on Warp Records called Syro. You heard Circlon 14 Shry Momming Mix. And we're going to take a quick break from the charts as we count down the top 20 albums charting nationally on Earshot at earshot-online.com. As we do every single week, we take a quick break to chat with our friend Stephen Karlick at Exclaim. He's going to give us a rundown of some of the music news happenings this week, as well as some of the favorite music he's listening to, and lots of new records with details coming out this week. And we're going to kick one off with a solo album from one of Arcade Fire's members.
Yes, fans of Arcade Fire will likely be more familiar with Win Butler, but Will Butler has been doing some pretty interesting stuff as of late, including soundtrack work. He did the soundtrack to Her with Owen Pallett. It's really great if you haven't checked it out. And apparently now he's prepping a debut solo album. On November 13th, Butler performed a solo set at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn. During the gig, he played guitar and keyboard while accompanied by programmed beats and a couple of backup singers, and he played a pile of new songs, footage of which is now online. You can see it at exclaim.ca. A set list from the show, including songs that he played, is available online. You can see there are songs called Cold, Son of a Gun, What I Want, Finish, Sun Comes Up, Surrender, Witness, Fields, and more. In regards to the solo album's release date, Butler apparently said, God only knows, which is to say that we don't know when we'll hear proper studio versions of these, but he is working on them, so stay tuned for that.
All right, and another album that people have been waiting for quite a while. Some details coming about from the latest record from The Wrens.
Yes, so it has been an extremely long time and an especially arduous wait for anyone who was a fan of The Wrens' masterpiece, The Meadowlands. They finally started talking about new album plans way back in 2009, and now it seems that the record might actually finally be close to ready, as they've announced a record deal saying that the album is, quote, nearly done. There was a post on the band's website recently saying that they've inked a new deal, and while they aren't able to reveal any of the specifics, such as the label they've signed with, a formal announcement is on the way. This will be their first formal record contract in 20 years. The post finishes with the promise, quote, this record is actually happening and nearly done. The band released sort of a minute-long snippet of a scrap song earlier this year, and earlier in the year, there's actually a glum message from guitarist Charles Bissell, who said not to get our hopes up because, quote, my best years and work are clearly behind me, which is more sad because I've pretty much burned every available moment of the last 4 years at least doing this. So a nice turn of events. It sounds like the band are ready to finally release this album. And for anyone who's heard The Meadowlands, that is very good news.
pretty exciting for fans out there. We'll definitely keep our ears peeled for that one. And another record lots of folks should be looking forward to is the follow-up to 2012's Ugly. It's the new album from Screaming Females.
Yeah, and I feel like that band actually should have gotten more credit. That record was incredible. But they do have a new one now, apparently. It's called Rose Mountain, and it'll be out on February 24th through Don Giovanni Records. The album was produced by Matt Bales, who's previously worked with Mastodon, Minus the Bear, and Cursive, and follows a couple of previous releases, which the band recorded with Steve Albini. The album cover and tracklist can be found online at exclaim.ca, as well as a new song titled Ripe, which is the first single from the album. It'll be out on vinyl, CD, and digital download on February 24th, so be ready for that one. They're a band worth checking out in case you haven't. That album that they just released in 2012 is called Ugly, so give it a listen.
All right, definitely looking forward to that one. We're going to jump back into the charts, and we'll be joined by Stephen again later in the program. All kinds of more exciting music news coming at you this week, and we'll also hear about Stephen's pick of the week, so don't go anywhere. We're going to jump back into the charts, counting down from number 20 to number 1 at number 17, up from 20. It's the new one from Tops called Picture You Staring. You're going to hear a track called Circle the Dark, and we're also going to hear from Thurston Moore. He re-enters the charts at number 16 with The Best Day, and a track entitled Grace Lake.
Number 16.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20. That was Grace Lake by Thurston Moore. His brand new solo record on Matador is called The Best Day, and it re-enters the charts, the national top 50 at number 16. And before that, number 17 up from 20 was Tops. Your track called Circle the Dark from their latest Picture You Staring. We are bringing you the top 20 albums charting across Canada thanks to Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which you can find online at earshot-online.com, bringing you brand new charts every single week on Tuesday evening. We're going to move on here to some more music as we continue bringing our way from number 20 to number 1. We are at number 15. It's one down from number 10. It's the new one from Rigio Coin called Ephemeral, and you're going to hear a track called Four More Years. You're also going to hear Ice Cream Sandwiches by Moss Lime. At number 14, up from its debut at number 39 last week, it's their debut on Fixture. It's an EP called July 1st. That was from their debut EP, July 1st, on Fixture Records. It's Moss Lime at number 14, up from number 39 in its debut in that spot last week. You also heard a track entitled Ice Cream Sandwiches. And before that, you heard Rich O'Coin with Four More Years at number 15. Dan from number 10 is his latest, Ephemeral. We're going to keep on rolling here with all kinds of new fine music. At number 13, up from number 14, one spot, it's a new one from the Bar Brothers called Sleeping Operator, right here on the Earshot 20. Here is Come in the Water.
Lay it down. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Year Shot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland, counting down the 20 albums charting across the nation thanks to Earshot at earshot-online.com. That was Between the Lines by Elephant Stone from their latest at number 11, up for number 18, called Three Poisons. Sitting still at number 12 was Ty Segall's Manipulator and Tall Man Skinny Lady. And you also heard Come in the Water by the Barr Brothers. They're at number 13, up for number 14 with Sleeping Operator. In the first hour, you heard from all kinds of great albums charting across the nation, including Aphex Twin, Legato Vipers, Amelia Curran, Tobbs, Thirst and More, Richard Coyne, and more. And we're going to keep that rolling as we bring you the top 10 in the next hour of the program. We're also going to hear once again from Stephen Carlick from Exclaim to give us some more music news and his song pick of the week. Don't go anywhere. There's more Earshot 20 coming your way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.